Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable, yeah.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Diddly shit, diddly shit, diddly shit, diddly shit.
Yeah, right.
Nobody cares.
I'm getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Because we got them? I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
I think that people read more into the music than is really there.
Well, if somebody find out the goddamn answer
in the 50s, they think that it is. Vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let You of My Cold Water, All of You of My Cold Water, those were considered euphemisms for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty act.
Diddly shit. Shit.
The Kingston Trio sang a song that used the word damn, was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
Upside back.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God,
they never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the dirtiness of the song. I really don't think that the satanic message is there.
Okay.
Okay.
I want a goddamn... goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
That guy gets fucked with so much shit.
Silver shithead again.
Who knows? You might be the straightest kid in town.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40. Right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.